Alaska writer Dana Stabenow's popular Kate Chugach mystery books will be the basis for a television series being developed by Evergreen Films. The announcement was made today at Evergreen's post-production facility in the hills above Anchorage. Mike Devlin is one of Evergreen Films' owners. He says the company has been looking for different film projects in Alaska, and the main thing they wanted was a dramatic television series.
The reason that's important from a business point of view is that a television series, a dramatic series, tends to be executed about 10 months a year. So unlike a normal film where you might come in and shoot for 40, 45 days, this is the kind of show where we'll be up here shooting each episode in 7 or 8 days over the course of an entire year. So it'll be 9, 10 months of shooting up here. We'll be employing crew, using the infrastructure, looking for sound stages, but also shooting on locations, various interior and exterior locations around Alaska.
In Stabenow's prolific book series, Kate Chugach is an Alaska Native private investigator who solves murders throughout the state. The first book in what is now 17 in the series was released in 1991. Dana Stabenow said today that offers started coming in 1993 for film options on her books, but she refused them all because they would not agree to film in Alaska.
I've been saying no for so long to so many people who had expressed interest in the screen rights to the Kate Chugach series that I wasn't sure I knew how to say yes.
She says she's stubborn, and Alaska is very much part of the character of her stories.
It was very important to me that it was Alaska on screen with Kate and Mutt, and not Central Washington State, and not British Columbia, and not New Zealand. You know, we look pretty good, and I think it's very important. It wasn't an option for me not to sell out. It just wasn't an option for me to sell it to anybody who wouldn't shoot it here.
Alaska has been the subject of many films and even television series in the past, but very little, if any, of the actual film work was done in the state. Senator Johnny Ellis was at the event today to talk up the Alaska Film Incentive Program, which he sponsored legislation for in 2008. The program provides between 30 and 44% tax credit incentives for companies doing film work in the state. Ellis says a recent car commercial being shot in Fairbanks and the upcoming Kate Chugach television series are great indicators of growing interest in making films in Alaska. Stabenow was all smiles today as her dream of seeing her characters on film in Alaska was realized. They're a long way from casting the program, but Stabenow has high hopes for who will play her heroine, Kate.
My dream is that we find an Alaska Native actress. That's my dream. And, you know, I'm pretty stubborn. And we're going to look, and we're going to hope we're going to find her.
Evergreen Films' facility is impressive. The 3,000-square-foot production area is what Devlin calls a digital intermediate screening room that he says is a 2 and 3D digital system.
It's higher quality than your normal cinema because we're doing color grading and effects and so forth, so we need to have, you know, the true colors and everything. But we do that here before we send it off to either we produce what's called a digital cinema package to go to digital theaters or send it to Technicolor or somebody like that to do a film out to go to film. So we can do pretty much everything from the earliest story development all the way through production, filming, offline editing, and finishing right here in Alaska in this facility, which makes it a lot more attractive for producers coming up from LA or for doing our own projects.
Devlin says the Kate Chugach television series is in the early stages of development, but they hope to start actual casting and filming work sometime between summer 2010 and 2011.